I always do. Number one for music, this is Cool FM's Pete Snodden in the morning, 9:18. Is black and blue. So the big news this week is that Cool FM have become the official media partner of the Belfast City Marathon, which we're very, very excited about. I've been very fortunate enough to complete the marathon and have done the relay on numerous occasions. It's an amazing day out. It's brilliant that the station's now involved and we'll be at the start line, the finish line and all that good stuff. Claire O'Neill, the event manager, is with us. Hello, Claire.
Hello, morning, Pete.
How are you doing? You all right?
I'm good. Thank
you.
Well,
firstly, we're very excited about getting involved in the marathon. It's an amazing day for Belfast. The atmosphere is always amazing. And unless you've been down a marathon day, you really don't understand what it's like because it's so good. Now, even if you're not taking part, but just to actually be there and soak up the atmosphere.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And there's obviously opportunities for everybody. So you can run the marathon team relay, or you can even walk or come along with your family for the fun run. So for this year, the fun run will start at Stormont and finish at Stormont. This is our second year of our new course. So we're very excited to return to Stormont and do our new course. Spectator wise, we have over 50,000 people that come and support the runners, whether that's at the start, the finish, on the route. And then not forgetting our all important volunteers. So we've over 600 volunteers that helped put it together on race morning then.
Am I right in saying that last year was the biggest race in terms of the amount of participants?
It was. We had nearly 6,000 marathon runners. So the record before that was 3,800. So this new course broke all records. We had over 18,500 people on race day. So it was wonderful to see. And it was obviously the first time we ran the marathon on a Sunday.
Yeah, which I think is really, really good as well. And the other thing is for many, many years, because obviously the city marathon has been going for years and years, but no one ever thought that it'd be possible to change the route. Now you changed the route. And I really love the new route. I haven't ran it yet. I'll probably get involved this year. I can't say I'll do the whole thing again.
Never say never. You've got your entry there waiting.
I did it before, and I gotta say, you see, getting that medal at the end is brilliant. What's your medals like for next year?
Well, we haven't decided on that now. The bigger the better for the biggest numbers into it. But no, it is great. You know, we have to say that the community support on our new route has been fantastic. It took us probably 10 years to get to a Sunday move, and it took 4 years to come up with this route. So we want to just thank everybody that's helped us, you know, come to it. We go into south, east, north and west Belfast. So
flatter and faster.
Hopefully faster for most people, yes.
Right, your official charity partners, Cancer Focus, Maeve Colgan.
Hiya.
I pronounced that right, haven't
yeah, you
I, Maeve? You're the charity partner. So it's Cancer Focus. Cancer Focus, of course, based right here in Northern Ireland.
Yep.
You know, what are you hoping for from the marathon, that everyone signs up is going to support you guys?
Exactly. That would be the aim. Everyone that wants to take part in the marathon this year, if they want to sign up and run for Cancer Focus Northern Ireland. We are Northern Ireland's leading local cancer charity, so all the money raised stays here in Northern Ireland. And we're delighted to announce that all the money that's raised from participants taking part in the Deep River Rock Belfast City Marathon this year, it'll be going towards a research project, a brand new research project that we are funding in Queen's University. And it's really to do with pancreatic and esophageal cancer, which unfortunately survival rate is very low and hasn't changed in the last 40 years, unfortunately. Some cancers, like breast cancer, the outlook now is very positive, and, you know, there's a lot of people that survive breast cancer now. Unfortunately for pancreatic and esophageal cancer, the outcomes aren't as great.
And is it fair to say that those cancers are on the rise?
Yes, absolutely. Because they're hard to detect, that's the problem. And there's things around obesity issues as well linked with things like esophageal cancer. So our research project really is to look into immunotherapy as a way of maybe treating those cancers particularly. This is a 3-year research project that we are funding at Queen's. It's going to cost about £300,000, and we are delighted that we are the cancer charity that's going to provide that funds. It's a Professor Richard Turkington at Queen's University that's going to be leading that research project. So everyone that runs for the marathon, all the money that they raise will go towards helping that research project at Queen's.
Yep. You know what? Amazing cause. And yep, just on a personal note, because I wasn't aware of that, mm-hmm, my father passed away of esophageal cancer.
Yeah.
I know exactly what people go through when they're going through that. So all research is first class.
Exactly.
So
brilliant.
If you're thinking about running the marathon, absolutely get yourself involved with that and raise as much money as you possibly can. Well done, by the way. That's amazing news.
Thanks.
So listen, the date is
Sunday the 3rd of May.
Okay, and you're hoping for more than ever signing up.
We are. We're hoping for over 19,000 this year. So we launched last week and we've over 300 in already. So we've a long way to go, but we'll hopefully get there before the deadline.
There's a young man here who would love to run it, wouldn't you? But he's got toenail issues.
Do you reckon
the toenail issues are going to be sorted out by then, Pabs?
I think I'll find out next week.
Next week, right. Okay, right. So if you're listening now and you don't have toenail issues and you would like to sign up to take part in the Deep River Rock Belfast City Marathon, you've got a shiny new online super duper website.
We have. It's quick, it's easy, and it's efficient. So log on to BelfastCityMarathon.com.
Brilliant. Okay. Well, we'll see you in some shape or form next May.
We'll see you
before that.
Team, yeah.
Remember, the bigger the better when it comes to the medals.
Of course.
Yeah. Thank you very much, guys. Good luck. Cool FM, proud partner of the Deep River Rock Belfast City Marathon. We're very excited about it. Next year, if you've never thought about doing a marathon, albeit I did the old route, it is so exhilarating and it's the best feeling in the world at the start line, because the atmosphere is sensational, and it's an even better feeling when you cross that finish line, let me tell you. So if you want to take part, just get yourself online and sign up, and we'll of course keep you up to date with everything that's happening marathon wise between now and then. Thank you very much, ladies.
Thank you.
9:24, road wise